Hi guys, welcome back to another Delightfully Dark Discussions. I'm Priestess Alana and I'm here with Priestess Akelta.
Hello!
And today we actually got a really good question, so we're making the entire topic about that question.
Yes, the question is, I'm still trying to get over the Christian mindset. I've grown up in a Christian Catholic home and most of my extended family is religiously Christian. I know I shouldn't be scared of demons. It's just Abrahamic brainwashing to me, and I'm a victim of it. I've always been drawn to the infernal. I prayed to Satan for some silly reason when I was 8 years old and again at about 10. I'm now 23 and anxious to start my infernal path that's been waiting for me. We have actually had this question a lot. Many people ask us, you know, hey, I grew up in a Christian background. Can I still work with demons? Can I still be on this path? How do I get over that Christian programming? How do I start embracing the infernal? How do I get over my fears? And we want to cover that today in today's video. So our whole video today is basically going to be on getting over the Christian mindset and embracing the infernal path, the path with demons, fearless.
Yes.
So Alana's going to start talking because Alana actually came from a Christian background. I myself did not. My parents are both atheistic. So I was really given a lot of leeway to explore and figure out the path that was right for me. Also the fact that my stepdad was like really pro Satan, which was really funny. When he found out I wanted to be a Satanist, he was like, yeah, go for it. So I had a lot of encouragement in that area. But for a lot of people, it's not the case. You grow up in a religious household. You're taught a lot of religious beliefs and you're basically taught to fear demons. You're taught to fear Satan. You're taught to fear this entire path. So today we're going to really dive into it and how to overcome it, how to connect to the demonic divine, how to find the path that's right for you and how to release things that don't serve you.
Yeah. So first I'll start by telling you guys a little bit about my background. I actually was raised in a Catholic family. And I just never really fit in at all. When I was told to be quiet, I had a hard time with that. When I was told you're supposed to do this because you're a woman, I did not listen. So if you're not listening, you're off to a good start.
That actually reminds me of a really funny story. So my mom was there. Like, my mom let us explore anything, right? And my brother was exploring Christianity one day. He didn't pursue that path, but you know, he was exploring it. We were allowed to explore anything. And I remember my mom talking about the Bible and stuff. And I was like, have you read the Bible? And she's like, no. So I read her a passage about women being subservient to men and how we had to like be subservient and behave. And she looks at me, she goes, you take that book and you burn it. she was having none of it. Sorry.
No, you're good. Because that's exactly what I had a problem with. I was always told, well, you have to behave, you have to do this. And I was like, why should I have to do this? Just because I'm a woman, just because I'm a girl at whatever age it was, because it started when I was a child, I was told, no, you can't do this, you have to do this. And it just was like a bunch of rules that made absolutely no sense. And some of them just really, as I got older, I remember, I think it was like 11 years old when I grew up in an interesting place because there's actually a lot of like, I guess, satanic influence around there. So, but there's also Christians and my family was Christian. And I got handed this pamphlet from like this extreme Christian group and I already had all of the religious stuff. And my family wasn't like the best Catholics. Like we didn't always go to church and, you know, do everything we were supposed to because my mom, she's an Aquarius and she already thought it was kind of a bunch of crap. So she was like, well, we have to do this. But then when I would be like, but why are we doing this? She didn't really have a good answer and she couldn't really say, well, because it says this. It's like, yeah. So I get this pamphlet and I'm reading it and I'm like 11 years old at this point. And I'm just like, this makes absolutely no sense. Like it just does not. And there was so much hatred. Like now everybody can talk about being, you know, gay or bi or trans. I mean, not in every place, but it's a lot better than it used to be. So back then it was just completely, you know, gay marriage was illegal. Like this is a while ago.
Perplexes me because I'm from Canada and Alana's from the United States. And in Canada, like gay marriage was legal in Canada 10 years before it was legal in the States. So for me, I grew up with that. I grew up with the pride parades. I grew up, it was just a natural part of my life. Like it just, you know, Davie Street, everybody knows about Davie Street in Vancouver, you know, it's just, it was such a natural part of my life. So it's just hearing about some of the stuff that I've around the world, it just, it terrifies and horrifies me, because it's like, it just, to me, it was like, well, this is, you know, people are different. People are diverse. People are beautiful. You know, why do we have to judge everybody? Why do we have to like try to confine everybody into a box? Why can't we just let everybody, you know, explore who they are, explore their individuality, explore the essence of themselves? And there was this like discovering that there's this huge notion of, well, you have to conform, you have to do this. Oh, well, if you're not perfect, you're going to hell. Or if you do this, you're going to hell. If you do witchcraft, you're going to hell. I mean, it's just the fear and the hatred. And, you know, like, it's quite unnerving for me, just that whole notion of pushing people into something that they are not comfortable with and pushing people to be something they are not, because it's so damaging. And it just instills this fear, which is very harmful to the psyche and very harmful to the individual.
Yeah. That was exactly what the pamphlet was, because it was like, if you do this, you're going to hell. If you do this, you're going to hell. And I already came from the Catholic background, so pretty much being born, I think, is a sin. Being a woman, I'm pretty sure, is a sin. I'm not making this up. This is stupid that I was told. Are we allowed to swear? Because
I can bleep you out.
Okay. So these were the stupid things that I was told, and I just always had a problem with it. My mother tended to be more on the liberal side, but because of the family, you know, there were moments where she actually like went against the family, and she said it was hard, but she just was like, no, I have to do this. You know, one of the things was that she had me when she was not married. I was her first child, and the family, being Catholic, wanted her to abort me, but she did not. So she went against the whole family to have me. I'm glad that she did. And she's been a big influence, even though later on, then when I told her I was a Satanist, she was like, no, why are you doing this to me? And I was like, Mom, I'm not. She thought it was, you know, we're sacrificing babies or whatever people think that it is, which it's not. So there's just a lot of fear. So when you decide to start breaking the programming, I think one of the things to be aware of is the people around you. Because if your family is Christian, they're not going to understand it. You're going to have to educate yourself and be able to explain it to them.
Yes.
Be prepared that people are not going to accept it right away, even if you're brave enough to tell them, or you can tell them and you're safe telling them. It's still going to be difficult. You're going to face backlash. So I would say find a good supportive community. Find people you can talk to. You know, just people who will support you and who understand this. Because
yeah.
It's hard to do it alone.
Not all your family might accept you. I have members in my family that I have not told. I have members of my family that don't know. Like my mom and my stepdad are very supportive of my path. They are very supportive of what I do. My stepdad, especially, he has known about me being on Satanic Path since I was a teenager, and he was very supportive of it. But I have been very careful with certain family members who I tell. Like certain family members, I'm like, all right, I have to be very careful. And you know, there's a danger to it, and there's a huge danger to it, to being exposed, to being put out there, to being you know, to revealing this path. I mean, even like just yesterday, like the Temple of Satan in Massachusetts was set on fire by an arson who flat out said it was a hate crime. They flat out said they went there in the name of God to burn down the Satanic Temple. I mean, what is wrong with somebody to do that? Like, seriously, what is wrong with somebody that you do that? If you know anything about the Temple of Satan, you know, they are very peaceful people. They are very diverse. They are very open-minded, beautiful people. We have actually had Shiva Honey on our show, who is an absolutely incredible person who, you know, she's written books. She composes music. She has her own store. She's a wonderful. She's an amazing, amazing, beautiful, talented woman. And these are incredible people. And this person just goes and sets the temple on fire out of hate. Like, what is wrong with that? You know, people could have been hurt. Property was damaged. I mean, that's terrifying. That's terrifying. Just because of your path, just because of who you are, just because of your beliefs. I mean, that is wrong. That is completely wrong. I mean, you know, I want to believe in a world where all religions can get along, where all of us can get along, even people who are drawn to a Christian faith, even people who worship Jesus. I don't care who you worship. It's just, you know, I have to be allowed to exist too. You know, it's not just, oh, well, this path is better than this path, so we can attack the people on this path. That's so wrong. And it's, it happens so much, you know, people on the Christian path, they attack Satanists. They, you know, they call them cultists and say that they're baby eaters. I mean, you said that just a minute ago, baby eaters. Like, we don't eat babies. What's wrong with this? You know, we're about liberation. We're about freedom. We're about diversity. We're about uncovering your truth. We're about uncovering who you are. I mean, Lucifer's whole essence was about freedom, about liberation. And like I said, I have no problem with people who practice, you know, who practice Christian philosophies and who walk with Jesus and who have any of this. It's just the hate that comes with it. You know, when people come at you and they attack you or they set things on fire or they, you know, bully you and belittle you and make your life unsafe, that is a problem. That is a huge problem. You know, if we're going to work to a world where we can all get along, you know, that this hatred has to stop. It has to stop. And it has to, you know, we have to come to a place where we accept people. We have to come to a place where we all work to get along. And it's just, it, I mean, I was horrified when I saw, I was absolutely horrified that somebody, and the person was proud of it. They seemed proud of it. Who is proud of setting a building on fire and putting people's lives in danger? Who is proud of that? There's something really wrong with that person. And it's wrong, you know, and it's wrong. And for Satanists and for people who walk with demons, you know, it is, there is a danger to coming out. There is a danger. And, you know, and like I've said, you know, if you don't feel safe, you don't have to. You never have to come out. You never have to reveal yourself. You never have to reveal your real name. You never have to reveal your spiritual name. And nobody should ever put you in a position where you are forced to reveal yourself before you're ready. Nobody should ever put you in that position. And learning to kind of deprogram these Christian beliefs, learning how to deprogram, you know, what you were taught and the fear that's there, take your time with it. Take your time with it and make sure that you are safe. Above all else, make sure that you are safe.
Yeah, another reason why we're doing this is also so that people can see what we're really like, because it is frightening to put ourselves out here like this at times. That was one of the biggest reasons I did not want to put myself out here, but you know, after everything that's happened, here I am now. I feel like I have no choice because there's so many lies told. There's just so much misunderstanding. And unless we get out here and correct it, people are going to keep believing this. People are going to hear the word Satanist. They're going to hear Satan. They're going to hear demon. And they're going to think whatever they've been told because there's no other information. So that's part of why we're doing this. I don't remember how long ago it was now, but there actually in my hometown, there was a house there that they burned down because the people in it were Satanists. And the guy was like, you know,
that was the Church of Satan, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, yes, it was. I remember when that happened and I just was like, this is absolutely terrible. You know, I've seen people at rallies with opposing political views try to set each other on fire. And it's like, and these are people who claim that they're Christians and that they're supposed to be following God and, you know, love your enemy. But here we are trying to set them on fire. It's like, I just, that was one thing that really turned me away from Christianity when I was young. I mean, like 10 or under, it's like the hypocrisy. It's like, well, we'll tell you to do this, but we're not going to do it. And then when somebody does it, there's no consequences for it. It's like, oh, well, you know, look the other way. That never sat well with me.
The picking and choosing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could go on and on about what the church has done. And I don't think all Christians are bad either. I have a lot of really close Christian friends. And, you know, they don't make excuses for what goes on either. They know that there's problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's human nature. I'm not going to blame Christians for this either, because it's just people. It's human nature. Until we understand that, it can't be fixed. It doesn't matter what path you're on.
Yes.
But I think in terms of deprogramming, you know, Christian programming, there definitely is some programming there, because we are told a lot of lies. We're told a lot of negative things about ourselves. And this is something that really bothered me too, that I have spent a lot of time trying to deprogram in myself and also wondering how to help other people, is that you're basically told that you're worthless. How many people have no confidence whatsoever and think that they're bad people? You know, you do something as a child and it's like, oh, well, you're going to hell if you do that. There's no explanation of why you should actually not do it. Because some things you shouldn't do because there's consequences and the consequences are negative. But I don't think you're going to burn in hell forever because you did something as a child and you didn't know. But rather than explain this in a logical way, or, you know, give some kind of solid guidance, it's just fear tactics. and mental programming. It's like, we have to listen. I asked so many times why, and there was no good reason. And my mother couldn't tell me. She's like, well, because the Bible says so. It's like, that's not good enough for me. That's not a good answer, because this doesn't logically make sense. And nobody else is doing it, and everybody else is doing what they want. And it's just, why?
Who tells a child they're going to hell? Like,
a lot of people.
Who does that?
Some people beat their kids and tell them they're going to go to hell. I know people who have, if they did not listen to their parents from a Christian family, would be taken into a room and hit with a belt. This happens.
I have two children. I've got two boys, and that just... I just can't understand, you know, doing that to your child, doing that to them. I mean, my kids are so, they're so playful. They're so fun. And yeah, you know, my little guy, he's mischievous. He gets into trouble, you know, but he's fun. He's playful. He's exploring the world. And, you know, he needs guidance, not to have fear, you know, struck into him.
Yeah. Curiosity. Mm-hmm. I think this is a lot of times why people as adults become very fearful. We're afraid to take chances. We're afraid to take risks. We're afraid to go after what we want in life. We're afraid to live our dreams. You don't even try. Yeah. It's like, you'll just be like, well, I can't do it. Well, why do you think you can't do it? Because you've probably told your whole life that you can't do it. Yeah. I'm not blaming all of Christian programming for this. Society does it too.
Well, society, I mean, we, unfortunately, our society's evolutionary thing is from a Christian, like, we have a Christian undertone in our society, because that's true. The evolution of our society, it does have a Christian base.
Yeah.
So there is that element that's kind of programmed into our society. Like, even when we, you know, don't have a Christian upbringing like myself, or, you know, when my parents are atheists, I can still see kind of elements of that woven into certain things, woven into things that they did, because my grandmother was more religious. My mother was not, but my grandmother was. And I remember, this is a funny story, because this is so, my mom was so open. She was just like, oh, you know, I don't care what you do, go do whatever you want. And I ended up getting enrolled into a Christian camp. Summer camp, because my friend was going. I wanted to go to camp with my friend. We didn't realize it was a Christian camp. And so we get there, and I've never felt more out of place in a place setting in my entire life. And they went out of their way to make me uncomfortable. It was funny, because a daughter of my dad's friend, she was a counselor at that camp, and she actually went home early. Like, she came that week to be a counselor, and she actually went home early, because she said she felt the same way, like, that she felt ostracized, because she was into Celtic dancing and stuff, and liked Celtic symbols and stuff. So she said she felt it too, that she got ostracized and kind of pushed out. But I did too. And I just remember, like, they literally would tell, like, oh, well, you're going to hell. Well, you're going to hell. Well, you're going to hell. I mean, little did they know that meant nothing to me. But I remember I was telling like my stepdad, he was so mad. And he's like, I should have just taken you home. I should have not let you go. He's like, I when we walked up to that place, I felt that there was something wrong. But he was upset that I ended up going, and how they treated me. But my grandmother, she was like, don't worry, you're not going to hell. Like, that was her comfort to me, because she was much more religious than my mom. Well, my mom was like, she's like, that behavior was completely inappropriate. She's like, that behavior shouldn't have happened. Like, they were completely inappropriate to you telling you those things. But it was such a culture shock to me, seeing the fear that they tried to instill, and how that it was completely normal for them. It was completely normal for them to use these almost abusive tactics to try to make me conform. And I was like, whoa.
One of the things I've heard from people who I've spoken to who are still Christians, they're like, I want to explore this, but I'm scared. And so you're going to have to face your fear. We already have a delightfully dark discussion on facing your fear. But you're going to have to go against your fears. You're going to have to possibly go against your family, in the sense that you're going to make people uncomfortable. You know, people don't like certain words, and they're going to react to them. So,
you know what the mammon always tells us, if you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing.
That is very true. I have had incredible growth since I've stepped on this path. You know, I've been able to heal things. I've been able to sort of sort through different, like, mental things, programming stuff I've been told that I was like, this is just a lie. And then I will also add this, which will hopefully not make it too confusing, but some of the stuff that you are told actually has some grain of truth in it. But unfortunately, it's been like so twisted by the time it gets told to you that it's hard sometimes to break it apart and figure out, well, you know, why am I being told this? It's like, you're just told, do this. There's no explanation. And then they use fear to try to get you to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. But eventually, if you're not telling you to do this, but if you're like me, if you break enough rules, you'll figure out why the rules are there. So that's one way of figuring it out, is just not doing what you're told and facing the consequences of it. Maybe you don't want to do that because it's kind of a bumpy road, but that's one way to do it.
Well, like, there's this whole notion too. It's like, I honestly believe, like, there's people who are meant to be Christians. There's people who are meant to be on this path. There are people who are meant to, you know, walk with Jesus, who are meant to do that. I do believe that. I just have a problem with forcing everybody to be on this path, forcing people who clearly are not comfortable. And also the brainwashing component that comes into that, the fear, you know, the traumatizing, you know, children and basically terrifying them. And there's a mind control element to it. Like, I actually believe that religious books have been taken and twisted to control people. Like, mm-hmm. they actually use religion as a way to control people. Yeah. When the pure essence of the faith is actually something that's completely different. It's something that's beautiful, but certain individuals or people who, you know, on our power trip have taken, you know, elements within the Christian faith, elements within that, and used it to basically dominate and control others, used it as mind control, used it, you know, to harm others. Because there's this notion of, you know, you have to convert, you have to go out and convert everybody, you have to, you know, you have to do this. And it's like, well, what if these people don't want to convert? What if they don't want, what about their culture? What about their, you know, beliefs? What about their, you know, rituals? What about their essence? You know, what about them?
Yeah, that part I really don't agree with, is the mm-hmm. forcing it down everybody else's throat. Mm-hmm. It's funny because where I live, there's like a bunch of Christian radio stations, and I was slipping through the radio the other day when I first got in the car, and they're like, Satanism is coming and it's brainwashing our children. Buddhism is coming and it's brainwashing our children. Is Hinduism one of them? I don't know. They Probably. Named a bunch of things, and I was like, what is this? And it was like this absolute, like, we must stop. We must assemble as Christians to stop all of these groups. And it wasn't even just Satanists. It was like Wiccans and Buddhists and anything that's not Christian. And that is really not a good thing to teach people. Like, no, you're already why, like, this is us against the world.
This is why the Satanic temple is getting yeah. lit on fire, because they have that plane. I mean, you know, oh, we have to assemble and stop them. Oh, well, what does that even mean?
What do you think it means? I yeah. don't know how people, you never know how somebody's going to interpret something you say either. But this already was like, everybody be afraid, because the only true word is the word of God. That's what they said on the radio. And this is what they're broadcasting. And this is what people are hearing. Like, I just turned the radio out of the car and this was on. And I was like, okay, right. I didn't listen to it much more than that. Just enough to be like, okay, that's...
I have no problem with people who are Christian. I have no problem with people who are called to the Christian faith. Like, my stepmom is Catholic, and her and I get along great. You know, she loves it that I do tarot card readings for her.
Yeah.
It is this notion, this almost militaristic, you know, dominating essence to it, that is a problem, that causes people to get hurt, that causes hate crimes, that causes, you know, damage to the psyche and damage to people. And it's you know, and it instills fear in people. Like, if you are meant to be on this path, if this path calls you, that is beautiful, that is wonderful. You should be able to pursue it. You should be able to go forward with it with every ounce of your being. If this is where your heart is, then, you know, that's beautiful. But for other people who it's not, they should be allowed to explore what path is right for them, without this fear, without this trauma, without this pain, that's, you know, this terror that if they explore the infernal path, even if they're meant to be on the infernal path with demons, or, you know, exploring the demonic divine, or exploring all that, that they're going to go to hell. That fear is the problem.
Yeah. It comes down to fear again. That's the root of all of this. Mm-hmm. Actual things you can do, though, to start breaking your programming: read. Educate yourself. Mm-hmm. Take everything you read or watch with a grain of salt. you know, kind of file it as not just like, don't look at like one satanic book and be like, oh, this is all, there's a lot of different types of Satanism. There's a lot of different paths. Where there's a lot of different methods of working with demons. I would say just get out there and start reading, start educating yourself. If you find something come up, also keep a journal. That's really helpful because you can start writing things down. Pay attention to your fears. Be prepared for, you know, if you're going to actually tell people that they might not accept it, they might not understand it, you might have to explain it. So it'll be easier if you are educated and you know what you're talking about before you tell people, so they don't just start using the same old arguments that people will try to use against you of why you should not work with demons or explore this or anything like that. And it's usually fear-based. So education, knowing what you're talking about, or at least having an idea so you have something to counter it, even if you're not verbally countering it outside of yourself, just inside your own mind, because you are dealing with a lifetime of programming probably.
Yes, and it takes time. It takes time, and you're going to have things come up. You're going to have these feelings come up. Take the time to, you know, sit with yourselves, take the time to address your fears, write them down. And one fear I've gotten is people are like, oh, well, you know, if I start practicing magic, magic is wrong. Magic is bad. And you know, really like some people who practice more like a Christian magic say, well, Jesus was technically the first magician. So, you know, there, the whole path started with magic right there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, when we deny the magic, a lot of religious paths, they try to disempower the population. We actually talked about this on Higher Conscious Radio when we were on there.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. A lot of these paths, they take the power away from the people. You know, they say, okay, yeah, well, these powers exist, but you can't use them. Why do we have them? Yeah. Why do we have them? Why do we have this ability? Why do we have these skills? It's like psychic abilities are wrong. Well, we have them. They're a natural part. Every single person on this planet is psychic. Every single person has psychic skills.
I want to tell a story, but I don't know if it's YouTube or whatever.
Oh, tell it.
That was one of the problems I had when I was younger, because one of the pamphlets was like, sex is a sin. Masturbation is a sin. You should not have sex except you're in the missionary position and women are not allowed to have orgasms. And then there's that whole devil's doorbell thing. No, you've seen that.
I've seen that one.
So, okay, yeah. But this
masturbation
was,
this is was, the devil's doorbell. Well,
no, the clitoris is the devil's doorbell.
Oh, sign me up, Satan.
Well, that's the thing. I was told, this was exactly what I was told as a child. God created Adam, I think, out of like mud or dirt or something. And then he took one of his ribs and created woman. So woman is supposed to serve man, meaning, you know, or wait, it was Adam was created. I got this wrong, clearly. Not a good Catholic. Not at all now. He was made out of dirt. The woman was made out of his ribs. She was made to serve him and he was made to serve God.
This is what my mom
However, this is what I never understood. If God took a rib and created a woman, why did he put a clitoris on her? Why? And then science says that its only function is for orgasms, but we're not supposed to have orgasms. This is what I could not piece together as a teenager. And I was like, somebody's lying.
Well, Lilith,
this is a bunch of crap.
Lilith was made out of Zeke.
Oh, nobody told me about Lilith when I was a child or a teen.
She was Adam's equal, but she was actually superior because she knew the words of God and she flew out of the Garden of Eden and went to it was a lake of fire with Samael and all the demons and had a very good time. Learned to use that clitoris.
I don't know if we could say this on YouTube.
I grew up with my stepdad basically telling me how the Bible made no sense and how Christianity made no sense. And he basically said if God is omnipotent and he allows all the children in the world to suffer, he allows all the children in the world to, you know, go through disfiguring diseases, childhood cancer, he said, then, you know, he's a psychopath. And that was my stepdad's view of it.
Yeah, I have actually heard other Christian pastors kind of speak about this, that they cover this and there is things written, I believe, in the Bible about this, about, oh, that's another thing I was told, I just remembered. Oh, I'll get to that in a second, though. it's covered in there kind of, but generally the people that I met who were kind of repeating or parroting whatever they were told were not explaining all of this. So it's like complete mess, just absolute mess. It's like, well, do this. Why? We don't have a reason, just because we're telling you, because we were told to, and we didn't question it. So the other thing I was told, though, that was because I was a woman, I was going to suffer my whole life, and that my lot in life was to suffer and be miserable. And I was like, what the hell is the point of that? Why? Just because I'm female. That never sat well with me. So, and it made no sense either. There was no logical reason why I should have been told this. And then also, aside from being told that I was going to suffer for being a woman, I had to act a certain way because I was a woman. So I rebelled against that a lot. Actually why I went to college for IT, because I wasn't listening and I was told not to do that either.
Yeah, that perplexes me so much. Like, it bothers me on a level I can't even tell you, because it's like, you know, instead of learning about you as an individual, instead of learning about who you are, you're basically told, oh, this is how you're going to be. This is how it is. Sorry, this is how it is. This is how it is. You can have no individuality. You can have no, you know, exploration of self. You just have to do this.
That's a difficult thing to do as well. Once you've been told your whole life, you have to be this, you have to do this. A lot of people don't know themselves at all. I did not for the longest time. I actually went to college. I got a job. I got married. I did all the things I was told that I was supposed to do, and I was absolutely miserable. That's when I started exploring spirituality, and I studied a lot of paths before I ended up on this one. This was the one that finally felt like home. But, you know, well, I guess that's another good point. Even if you're not called to this path specifically, read about other ones, see what really resonates with you, and then go do what makes you happy. Learn to know yourself, you know, just probably been told a lot of things about yourself that are not true. You might not even have any idea who you actually are.
Yes, learn about yourself. Learn about who you are. Go inside. Ask yourself who you are and don't let anybody else try to define you. Listen to what you believe about yourself. What is coming up for you? Who are you? And don't let anybody else's voice interject that or try to, you know, push you into a box. And I actually have a question for you. How did you get over the notion of the fear of going to hell? I've heard that one before.
So, because I probably already mentioned several times during this that I'm rebellious, the thing that happened, this goes back to the pamphlet. I was reading the pamphlet, and also there were things going on at the time where people were like, you can't be gay, you can't be bi. There wasn't even everything that there is now. There was just gay, and then there was gay, lesbian, and bi. This was a while ago. So I knew that I liked both men and women. So that was already an issue, because I was like, well, I'm not supposed to like women, but I do. So the other part of this was reading the pamphlet. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. It's like in one breath, we're like, well, Jesus loves you, but you're also going to hell.
I've heard them because say that it's not, you love the sinner, not the sin. So if somebody is.
I never heard that.
I've heard people say that, oh, well, it's, if you love the sinner, but you don't, or you
but
love
they
the
don't
sin,
act like that either.
You love the sinner, but you don't love the sin. And yeah, no, they don't. But so as long as you abstain from the sin, you're fine.
This is a bigger issue, because people as a whole cannot separate themselves from their behavior. Mm-hmm. When you can separate a person from their behavior, yourself or somebody else in your life, this is when you can love somebody unconditionally. Because you see them as the person and not the behavior. You can look at the behavior and be like, this behavior is an issue, but I still love the person. Unfortunately, you have to be careful with that, because you can end up in an abusive relationship. So again, take that part with a grain of salt. I'm not going to go too deep into that now. But back to your original question. Mm-hmm. How did I get over it? It was really the rebellious streak in me, because I read the pamphlet and I was like, so I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm already damned because I was born a woman. I'm already a sinner. I'm already all these other things. And it was like, well, I'd rather go to hell. I would rather burn in hell than follow these stupid rules. And that was it. I just was like, fine, I'm done. I didn't listen anyway. I never listened. If it didn't logically make sense, I just was like, well, I guess I'm going to hell.
'Tis better to reign in hell than serve in heaven.
That was it. I just was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I don't like this. It doesn't logically make sense. These people who are telling me this are not following it either. Why am I listening? There was no reason. I will not listen to somebody if I don't respect them. That's just a personality trait.
Yeah, when people told me I was going to hell, I was like, good. All my favorite people are down there.
Me too.
Yeah. And the demons that I work with, hey, they're supposed to be down there, so why not?
Yeah, I also thought, I didn't believe it on some level, because it was like, there was all this talk about, you know, how you're supposed to be with the person that you love, and, you know, all these other things, and I'm like, but what if there's two people, like, there's two guys, and they're gay, and they really love each other, so just because they love each other, they're going to hell? I was like, then maybe hell's not so bad. If this is what our options are, maybe we're being lied to. So rather than just believe what I was told, I questioned it and just went down an entire path, and here I am.
Yeah. So ask yourself the questions and ask questions. You know, I mean, we love questions on the path. Most satanic paths love questions. Like, we love answering questions. We love exploring the answers to really hard questions. So, you know, our path is demonosophy. So there's a philosophical component to it of uncovering and exploring and discovering. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. I mean, this is the thing. Eternal damnation for like 80 years of your life where you've made some mistakes and learned. I mean, you're supposed to make mistakes. You're supposed to learn. That's the whole point, is to make mistakes and learn. You actually don't grow as a person unless you're making mistakes. So why would an omnipotent being say, okay, well, you can go here, but you're not allowed to grow? No, you have to stay perfect and follow my commands.
Beyond the concept of that, because I think some people don't even have that as a concept, because I know I didn't at one point. It was like, you're just damned because of who and what you are. So it's not even, you know, you can't make mistakes, you can't grow, you can't even be who you are. Like, you have to hate yourself and be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
And that is so toxic.
It is. And think about it, like, there are like 5,000 different religions in this world.
That's a lot.
Yeah. There's probably actually more. Why would only one of them be right? That makes no sense. That makes absolutely no sense. Why would only one of them be right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any
like
sense.
It's not like you get down to, you know, you get to the afterlife and it's like, oh, well, sorry. The correct faith was, the rest of you, you got it wrong.
Yep. So you get to burn in hell.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, you know what? A lot of other people are too. And yeah. Maybe they got it wrong. Ever thought of that? Maybe the correct faith isn't Christianity.
I personally think it's whatever works for you and empowers you.
Oh, I do too. But could you imagine that? You get to the end and it's like, sorry, wrong faith. It was Buddhism all along.
I can't imagine that anything would be set up like that. Like, it just does not make sense.
Yes.
Like, at all.
Yeah. But it's like, nobody really knows. And then, you know, the notion of reincarnation, you know, past lives. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, you're a soul. So you have like no experience from past lives, no, you know, diversity of self, no journey that you've gone on, no surface energies, no, none of this. Why are we all different then? If that was true, if we were all just kind of born as this blank slate, you know, this slate, we'd all be the same. We'd all be going on in the same direction. But some of us, you know, have experience from past lives. Some of us are tapping into higher wisdom. Some of us are tapping into, you know, different places. Some of us have spiritual connections, which we open up, which allow us to explore new energies. That level of diversity wouldn't exist if it was all just based off of this energy.
Exactly.
You know, and in terms of Christianity, monotheism hasn't been around as long as polytheism, and polytheism hasn't been around as long as shamanism. Like, shamanism is one of the oldest professions on the planet. It's like, it can be traced back to like 30,000 years. So working with the spirits of nature, working with the elements, working with the forces all around us. I mean, that's the oldest religion. Monotheism really is very new.
Yeah, but we have to understand how we got to this point, which mm-hmm. is, you know, we have one group who is just screaming the loudest and broadcasting actual things on the radio to incite fear into people. And if people are kept fearful, and people are even afraid, people are afraid to pick up a book and look at things. People see like a symbol, they're like, oh my God, yeah. It's an occult symbol. I'm afraid of it. I'm going to hell.
That happened to me at a Christian camp. I drew a pentagram and I was, why are you drawing that? You can't draw that. That's evil. It's evil. We have to burn that symbol. Okay.
Until people overcome their fear and are able to explore, and you're not going to be supported always. You are going to face backlash at times. You either have to get over the fact that you're going to have to face backlash, or you're going to be kept in the box they want you in.
Yes. But also, like, because of the internet, you can find online groups. You can find communities. This is true. You can find other like-minded people. You can find people that are more open to help you discover things. Like I said, our group, I do not care what spiritual path you are on. My philosophy is what path that calls to your heart is the path that is right for you. Mm-hmm. I believe the spiritual world is big enough for all spiritual paths. And I do believe that some people are meant to be Christian. I do believe that some people are meant to be Muslim. I do believe that some people are meant to be Buddhist. I do believe that people are drawn to different spiritual paths. I believe that people need the space to explore these spiritual paths and find out which one calls to them, which one resonates with them, which one aligns with them. And then, you know, once you find the path that you're on, walk it to your heart's content and be proud of it. This is who you are. And being proud of it doesn't mean that you don't have to, you know, force other people to believe what you believe.
Right.
We can all believe different things.
That's another skill I think people lack, which is the ability to have friends that have different views than you. Because there's this huge, I don't know if it's just a natural thing in people, actually, I think it starts in like infancy. We mm-hmm. seek out people who are like us, because then we'll band together and become better as a group. You're always stronger in a group than you are on your own.
There's a primal component to this.
Yes, there is. There is a primal component to this. Mm-hmm. So we're already seeking people who are like us. And then if you are in a group, this is something to be aware of as well, you will start to conform to the group because you want to be part of the group. Like there's subconscious primal programming here. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, understanding the primal nature of who we are, understanding the primal nature of our soul. This is part of understanding the darkness, understanding mm-hmm. the darkness, understanding the primal side of our being, you know, the sides of ourselves that will conform, the sides of ourselves that will, like, mob mentality. Mob mentality is a terror. You go against mob mentality.
Yes, I do.
You know,
there's that rebellious
streak. But a lot of people, they get swept up in the mob. And then afterwards they come back and they're like, what happened? What did I do? That is a primal thing. There is a primal energy in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, your story like just like blew me away, because like, do you mind if I tell it?
Which one?
The one at school where
you can tell.
So there was a girl being bullied, and she's basically surrounded by a group of girls, and they started beating her up, and Alana went in there and grabbed her, pulled her out of the group, and was like, we're stopping this right now. But the whole group of them were ascending on this poor girl, attacking her. And it's like, you know, what happens there? That's a sinister component of who we are. That's a sinister component. Shadow work is also embracing the sinister sides of ourselves, these sides of ourselves that cause conforming, these sides of ourselves that cause us to do horrific things. I mean, as you know, they said, there's an axe murderer inside everybody. If you look deep enough, if you go into it, part of shadow work integration is facing those sides and saying, okay, yes, I do have this side of me. How do I integrate it into myself and understand it so that I can change it, so that I don't get swept away in my mob mentality, so I don't get swept away.
Yeah, I want to go back to that story for just a minute, because part of the reason why I did step in when this girl was getting bullied was because I had been bullied. I had had an entire group of people come after me and try to beat me up, and nobody did anything. Nobody stepped in and nobody did anything. So when I saw it happening, I was like, this is wrong. I remember what this felt like. I can't stand here and let this happen. And I really thought when I got in the middle, and I was ready for this. I was ready for when I got in between them and the girl, because they were all throwing things at her and trying to hit her, but they were going to hit me and I was going to turn around and hit them. That's not, you know, it's not really a good thing to do, but I was like, no, I will not. So I got in the middle of it and they were reaching around me trying to hit her. They wouldn't touch me, which was actually how I was able to get her out of the group. And then I walked her down to school. I took her down to the principal's office and I was late to my class and I mouthed off to the teacher, but it's another story. So yeah, the rebel. The rebel, yeah. But it just was like, I have gotten attacked by groups before for saying things that went against the group. So it's like, I've been doing this my whole life. It's just my personality.
Yes. So yeah, there's so much here. Like there's so much, because there is that group pull too, I think, in terms of like people, you know, that was definitely like that with the camp I was in, because mm-hmm. the campers were also, you know, going at me. They were having a go at me too, and telling me things and you know, telling me I was going to hell and telling me all, you know, this bad stuff about myself. And everybody was completely okay with it. They were absolutely okay with it. It's like, oh, well, she's an outcast. So yeah, we can do whatever we want to her.
There's actually a video I saw of infants before they could even speak, where they showed like different puppets, and like one puppet was bullying another puppet, and then they were like, which puppet do you like? And the babies were like, well, we don't like the mean puppet. We like the nice puppet that helps the other puppet. Because they were like, this puppet beats this puppet up. Okay, we don't like this one. Then they took a different one. They're like, this puppet helps this one. Which one do you like? They're like, oh, we like the helpful one. However, when they showed that the one that was being bullied did not like the same things as the baby actually wanted to see the puppet get beat up. So they were like, what do you like, Cheerios or graham crackers? And the baby was like, I like Cheerios. You know, they made them reach for it. They couldn't speak. They were so small. Like, this is programmed into the mind. Mm-hmm. We can actually link the video below for anybody that wants to watch it. But it's just like, yeah, I see this in adults. People are not evolving past this point. They're not even aware of it. They're just doing it.
Yeah, there's a huge programmed component into us that people aren't addressing the shadow aspect, addressing the shadows of the soul, addressing those alternate sides, and, you know, moving past them, transmuting them, integrating the shadow aspect into the self. That is a huge thing, you know, full integration of the self. We're a little bit off topic here, but anyway, back to overcoming religious programming. So a step process, you know, if you feel like your path isn't right for you, if you feel like, you know, the path that you're on isn't the one that calls to your heart, it's not right, if there's something wrong with it, you're drawn to another path, what you want to start doing is you want to start reading up on other paths, educating yourself, reading up, figuring out where you're drawn to, what's right for you.
Yes.
Addressing the fears comes from shadow work, going into yourself, finding out where those fears come from, what is the root source of those fears, and then transforming them, learning to release them, learning to let go of them. I mean, cognitive behavioral therapy, shadow work integration, exploration of the self, talking to a trusted friend, talking to a counselor, talking to somebody to help kind of address those fears. Because sometimes a lot of people's fears are rooted in like abuse or in trauma or in pain or in childhood, you know, situations where you've been put in a very uncomfortable, very awful situation. So going in and addressing the root source of those fears, also finding a community of like-minded people. So finding people who are on the same path, or a community where you can ask questions, where you can explore, where you can, you know, be safe to express yourself, or to experiment with these new energies, experiment with these new paths, and continuing to address, you know, talking to somebody who is on that path and finding out, you know, why aren't you afraid of this? Why aren't you worried about going to hell? Why aren't you worried about, you know, these things? What is your core belief? So challenging your core beliefs and challenging why you believe the things you do and why you are afraid. That can go a long way. Like, we have our Discord community. We'll link it below, our Satan and Sons Discord community. And we are going to be starting to offer like more courses and more information and more products to kind of help you connect to your spiritual self, help you connect to your spiritual side. I mean, one of our big goals, aside from helping people connect with demons and connecting with the demonic divine, is personal empowerment and spiritual empowerment, and helping people reconnect to their spiritual skills and abilities, and helping to grow and develop them. So that's one thing we're really passionate about. So that's one thing we're going to start teaching more of. But when you're going through this, be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself and journal. Journal everything that comes up. Journal your fears. Journal why you have those fears, journal where those fears come from, and really work at going into those fears and transforming them, releasing them, setting yourself free from them. Because a lot of times, you know, they are from other people. They are beliefs and views that other people have forced on us. And when we start challenging them and start, you know, addressing where they came from and exploring who we are, we can start to see, you know, okay, there's a contrast here. And if I release this and if I let this go, I'm happier. I feel free. I feel more liberated. You know, your life was not meant to be lived in fear. It was meant to be lived in empowerment and joy.
Yeah. If you're holding yourself back, really, just start exploring, start reading. Like she said, find a supportive community. Everything you do, every step you take forward, you know, maybe it's small at first, but at least you're taking action. So.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. If you love our content and want to hear more, please consider subscribing to us. It would mean the world to us. We have tons of content that is on the way. We have been uploading our Delightfully Dark Discussions once a week, and we are going to be starting up Pick of Cards again, Priestess Talks, and more enchanting and guided meditations. So if you love our work, want to support us, please hit that subscribe button below and hit the little bell to be notified when a future video comes down the pipeline.
And if you guys have any questions, please feel free to ask, because we are going to be answering questions in the beginning of these.
Yes.
And we also might do an entire topic on your question.
Yes, we love questions. So please, this is a dialogue between all of us. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear your input. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear your questions. Let us know what you think. Just drop them below in the comment section.
Yes.
And until next time, we hope you guys have an amazing and demonically inspired week, and we will see you next week.
We love you guys.
Yes, bye. Love you. Bye.